Daniel, good song. Appreciate that. Pray for my voice. It's got to hold out. Amen. And I hate this time of year when it struggles, but I don't know. We'll make it through tonight. Amen. As long as I have something down here to drink, I'll be all right. All right, Ephesians chapter 6 in your Bibles tonight. The book of Ephesians. In chapter number 6, I feel a sermon coming on tonight. I hope you're ready. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, a very familiar passage of Scripture tonight. But God gave me a thought on it, and I was doing some work on the sermon and found some very important things I want to give you tonight from God's Word. Ephesians chapter number 6. How many have got your King James Bible? Amen. Thank God for the King James Bible. Amen. And God has preserved His Word for us in the English language in the King James Bible. And we thank the Lord for what He's done. Ephesians chapter number 6. We're going to begin verse number 10 of this passage. Ephesians chapter 6. And follow along, please, as I read, begin with verse number 10. The Bible says here, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Let's pray tonight. God, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the privilege tonight to open the Bible and to give the word of life, the bread of life, Lord, to our needy souls. And God, I pray you guide the message tonight. Use it for your glory and honor. And Lord, I pray tonight you'd help us to glorify you and honor you most of all with thy word tonight. We'll pray these things, thanking you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says here in verse 11, it tells us and reminds us to put on the whole armor of God. Now, God didn't tell us to put on part of the armor. God told us to put on the whole armor of God because Satan has many wiles. You notice the word wiles is plural. In other words, Satan has a lot of angles by which he attacks us. Satan will try the front door, and if he can't get in the front door, he'll get in the back door. If he can't get in the back door, he'll try to find a window that's open. If he can't find a window that's open, he's going to chop a hole in the roof. He might even come down the chimney like some other people we know will at this time of year. I don't even know, but I want to tell you something. The devil is alive and real. By the way, I want to tell you, I heard about a man that sent a letter to Santa Claus, and he said, "Santa, this year for Christmas, I want a big fat bank account and a slim body." And then he went on to say, "Please don't confuse them like you did last year." Amen. And all God's people said, "Amen." But I'm saying tonight that Satan has lots of angles. He has many different directions by which he will hit you. And if you don't have on the whole armor of God, you are susceptible to the tricks and the wiles of the devil. Many a good Christian, many a good people, not bad people, many a good people have not been ready for an attack that Satan gave them, thinking that he would come through the front door, but not realizing and not preparing that he came through the back door on that particular temptation. And as a result, it brought great trouble to many Christians, and sometimes it brings destroyed lives. Can I say to you, the reason the devil does that is he likes to attack leaders, and he likes to attack fathers first of all. Because if he can attack a father and trick a father, that whole family could be deceived by the wiles of the devil. I say to you tonight that it's leadership that the devil is after. If you are a leader in any area of your life, if there is anyone that looks up to you, then you better have on the whole armor of God. Don't put on part of it. Don't be satisfied with most of it. And certainly, do not even think that if you don't have all of it, that you are not susceptible to the devil. Because Scripture is clear. He says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You see, God's whole idea is to cause us to stand, to keep on standing. That's what God wants. He wants you to just keep on standing. But if he can take you down and knock you out, then he will be glad and he will win in your life. You know, I've seen the devil win in a lot of people's lives. I've seen the devil get victory in a lot of people's lives. Now, the reason I left my phone on and broke number one rule that I give you tonight is because I will read to you something about an armored vehicle. There is a weapon that is known as the beast. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the beast? Brother Watson knows. You know what I'm talking about? What is the beast? The beast is a James Bond style gadget mobile that includes smoke screens, door handles rigged to send 120 volt electric shocks to ward off attackers. It can lay down an oil slick to send enemy vehicles spinning out of control. It has pump action shotguns, rocket powered grenades, night vision equipment, tear gas, a mechanic on board, and grenades. All of them are on board. This vehicle weighs 10 tons of body armor. The body armor is made of 8-inch armor plating with armor floor plates to protect from bomb blasts from the bottom. The 5-inch thick windows can stop a .44 Magnum bullet. The interior can be sealed in the event of a chemical attack, and the beast's tires can carry on for 1 mile, even if they're flat. It won't be a speedy one. But Cadillac One, as the beast is also known, takes only 15 seconds to reach 60 miles an hour. That is the presidential limousine in America. It's known as the beast. James Bond would certainly be jealous of that vehicle. Now, I told you that there's more to the beast. There's actually two beasts in our government with matching registration plates on every motorcade, so attackers can't be 100% certain which vehicle contains the president and which one contains the decoy. Every time there is a trip, there is a decoy involved. Cadillac One is generally updated every few years with new gizmos and gadgets. So it's estimated 16 to 20 old models are still out there. There's actually a total of 12 vehicles Each one is over $1 million apiece. And Donald Trump, his vehicle was $1.5 million, but they were said to have spent $15 million on research and development for the Trump beast. There's just something about the Trump beast that I like. It has a wonderful sound, doesn't it? Amen. This vehicle has oxygen in it. It can be hermetically sealed in the cabin in an event of attack. It can withstand a bomb that explodes from the bottom. And there is a military doctor there in case anything should ever happen to the President of the United States. The communications cannot be knocked out because they are held within the armor plating. Exterior sound is picked up with the microphones on the outside and the speakers inside. All right, there's a lot more to that, but I'm going to shut off my phone so people don't get any more crazy ideas, all right? And but anyhow, the reason I brought that up to you tonight is to tell you that the vehicle understands the need for protection from all angles. From all angles. I want to tell you something. The devil goes after us from all angles. All angles. And just as soon as you think you've got one figured out, he'll try another one. If it's not one way, it's another. And the key is not to always know exactly what the devil's doing. The key is to have on the whole armor so that no matter what he does, and no matter what angle he comes from, you are protected and you are safe. That is the whole idea of the armor of God. The whole armor protects you in the event of whatever could happen. But where there is one place that is not open or that is open and is revealed, that is the area that the devil will go at in our life. So God's told us in his word, he's given us the value and the importance of understanding that we need the whole armor of God, not just part of it. Get that out of your mind. Put the whole armor of God on, and you will be well protected. Our marriages need the protection of God. Our marriages need the whole armor of God. Our homes today and our families need the whole armor of God because the whole armor of God is what protects you. Can I tell you what you need to do? You need to get in the beast, spiritually speaking. Get in the beast and live your life riding in the beast. Now notice the few things that Jesus said here. Notice what he said. The whole armor of God. He said in verse number 14, he said, have your loins girt about with truth. He said, have on the breastplate of righteousness. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Be, you know what that means? It means be a soul winner. Find somebody you can talk to. Find somebody you can give the gospel to. It's not just a command to do. It is also armor for the protection that you need. I believe there's a protection, a special protection that God has for people who give out the gospel. Why? Shod your feet with the gospel of peace. Then he said, above all, taking the shield of faith. You know why you need the shield of faith above all? We need the shield of faith above all because we do not understand everything that's going on in this life. We can't comprehend the things that happen. I don't understand why good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. I don't understand that. I don't understand certain things like why a child could be born blind and deaf at the same time. I don't understand those things. I can't claim to understand them. But I want to tell you something. If I will take above all the shield of faith and trust God, we will be suited up. We'll be well. Things will go good. And by the way, the answers of this life that I cannot answer and do not know, and that you do not cannot answer and that you cannot know, are answers that one day we will know. But life today is about putting our faith and our trust in God, knowing that He is a good God, knowing that He is a God who, if we put our faith in Him, He will uphold us every day of our life. Amen. So I'm saying to you tonight, put on the whole armor. What armor is missing from your armament tonight? What armor have you left on the side? Is it the faith in God? Have things come into your life and given you turmoil in life and shaken your faith? Hey, above all, keep that faith in God. Don't let it slack. The same God before the trial is the same God during the trial. The same God who brought you good is the same God who also brings you bad. And I think Job had it right. I think Job understood taking the shield of faith because he went through all those horrible trials. And he said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Amen. I ask you tonight, is your faith like that? Is your faith where you can say, God, though You slay me, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to put my faith in You. That is the whole armor of God. Amen. We need it. We need it. From the smallest child here to the oldest saint in God, we need the whole armor of God. Put that armor on. He also said, verse 17, he said, take the helmet of salvation. Make sure you're saved. Amen. Get your salvation nailed down. Amen. Hey, listen, don't live unsettled when it comes to salvation. Amen. Amen. God didn't mean for us to live unsettled. Imagine God did the entire plan of salvation so that you and I cannot be settled in it. No, He said, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen. You say, how do you know that you have eternal life? Hey, listen, I can't tell you all about it, but I can tell you, I know that I have eternal life. Thank God. Thank God. The armor. Now, I want to give you what five men who have been hit by attacks have said. Here's a picture of a man. His name is Sergeant Gilbo. Sergeant Gilbo is holding up a bulletproof ballistic plate that he was carrying. And you probably can't see it from that direction, but down on the bottom corner, there is a hole in that ballistic plate that he got hit in Afghanistan at point blank range. And here's a little bit of the story. As insurgents made their way through the village to perform a battle damage assessment, they launched further an attack during which Gilbo's staff sergeant, Matthew Hermanson, was mortally wounded. But Gilbo charged an attacking insurgent. He grabbed the barrel of a man's AK-47, forcing the muzzle against his ballistic plate. And when the insurgent fired, Gilbo had the wind knocked out of him and his legs sprayed with shrapnel. But he was still able to, for the best enemy to hand-to-hand combat to defeat the enemy. And before a fellow soldier shot the man dead. Had the vest been too small for Gilbo, he may have estimated a safe shooting spot incorrectly and placed himself at fatal risk. But Gilbo gives us these words, these advice: always make sure you have the right size of armor. That's good. That's good to know. That is advice from a man who was glad that day that he had the armor on. Can you imagine had Gilbo gotten armor that was weak, armor that was emaciated, rusted out. Can you imagine? He would not have been protecting his life. So I say to you, take advice from someone who definitely needed the armor, Sergeant Gilbo, when he said, make sure you have the right size of armor on. Imagine if you have the wrong size of armor and it doesn't fit. You know, you remember even David went into battle with oversized armor, and he said, you know what, I can't use it. And that day he didn't have an armor that fit him, but he had to trust the Lord. And God used him and God blessed him, but he had the right size armor. Hey, can I tell you what fits every Christian? Is be faithful to church. Get in a church. Get faithful. Start serving. Start doing something. Don't waste your life living for the devil. Get in. Get involved. Do something for God with your life. Don't sit around and be a lazy boy couch. Put on that whole armor of God. Do something for God. Make your life count. Make your life count for God. Oh, somebody needs you. You know, there's somebody that you know that no other person knows. There is someone that you are in contact with, whether in the workplace, the neighborhood. There's somebody that you're in contact with and nobody else is. They need you. But by the way, don't forget, put on the whole right fitting armor, because the devil's also going to attack you and fight you. Put on your whole armor of God. There's some other advice. There's an Ohio police officer. He was shot, a patrolman, Justin Conley, from Mount Oreb, Ohio. He began his shift that day as he always does. He donned his uniform, his ballistic vest. He drove to his station just outside of Cincinnati. And he didn't know that the armor would save his life and allow him to return home to his family that day. He encountered an aggressive customer inside a McDonald's restaurant. Hey, listen, you go into McDonald's, wear your armor. Amen. Amen. Wear your armor. Conley warned the man to leave with a sober driver, only to see him driving minutes later. Conley then arrested the man on a DUI charge. As Conley finished his shift hours later, the same man ambushed him, waiting, hidden behind a trash can, armed with a gun. Hey, I want to tell you something. The devil hides behind trash cans, armed with guns, ready. And I think sometimes when a Christian does something for the Lord, and win a soul to the Lord, the devil looks at that and says, you know what? I'm going to remember that. And when he comes out, I'm going to hide behind the trash can. I'm going to get behind that trash can. And when he walks out, he won't even know it. He won't even know what hit him. That's what happened to Sergeant Conley. He fired upon Conley. The bullet struck him in the back, but luckily the vest offered enough protection to save Conley's life. And he knows that had he complacently expected no serious danger on that particular shift, he may well have been killed. And this is Sergeant Patrolman Conley's warning. He said these words, never become complacent. Always be prepared. And that advice saved his life. And I wonder spiritually, how many lives spiritually can avoid the destruction of the devil and keep on standing if they'll simply follow Sergeant Conley's advice. Don't be complacent. Always be prepared. You say, preacher, sometimes serving the Lord does get hard and it gets wearying. I know, but still don't be complacent. Don't be complacent. Don't put your armor down thinking today is the day the devil's going to leave me alone. He's not like that. He walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he devour. And I say this tonight as a loving, gentle, but yet honest warning to every Christian to never become complacent. Keep your armor on. Keep praying. Keep the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness. Keep your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, have faith in your heart. Keep on trusting God when you don't understand. Keep on trusting God when you can't see him. Keep on trusting God when life gets foggy and you can't feel your way. You don't know where the next step is. I want to tell you something. Above all, take the shield of faith. Are you with me tonight? There's a third advice I want to give you. A man named Daniel Griffiths. He is British. He is in the 1st Queen's Dragoon Guard. Don't ask me what a dragoon is. Amen? I have no idea. Just Google it after the service. But this man, Daniel Griffiths, was in an area called Helmand Province, where there was a safe haven for members of the Taliban. He was targeted in Operation Eagle Shadow. He's a 23-year-old man from Wales. He was trying to locate an insurgent firing spot when his patrol began to take gunfire from attackers armed with AK-47 rifles. As he moved to target the assailants, another group opened fire, leaving Griffith and his two fellow soldiers pinned down. He was struck by a bullet right in the center of his ballistic plate. As he tried to reach, after receiving the all clear, Griffiths was able to continue with his patrol. He simply swapped out the damaged plate for a fresh one, and he carried on with his operations. Later on, he encountered more gunfire, but was able to capture an insurgent after wounding him. He had worn armor without a ballistic plate, he had worn armor on his ballistic plate. And this is the advice that this man gave. He gave the advice saying these words: be sure to wear the entire armor. Don't complain about the weight of the armor. Don't complain about the heat generated from the armor. Be sure you wear your whole armor, or your life could be taken. Oh, I say to you tonight, that's wise advice from a man who needed that armor. One more tonight. When Officer John Calhoun and a fellow officers were called to investigate a suspicious armed man in North Houston, both of them had on their bulletproof vests. The two officers located the man and tried to detain him, but this man abruptly opened fire. During the ensuing gunfight, both Calhoun and the suspect were struck. While the suspect died from his injuries, Calhoun survived. The bullet hit his left side, an area covered by his bulletproof vest. And these are the words that Chief Sergeant McClellan said. He said, "Don't ever think it's not going to happen to me. One day you might be here, the next day you might not." How true that is. And how true it is in the spiritual realm in which we live. One day we're doing well, God's blessing, the sun is shining, and all of a sudden something changes. You know what you do when things change in life? You just keep on doing the same thing you've been doing. Amen. Don't quit. Don't change your pattern. Don't quit reading your Bible just because today's a little harder than yesterday. Just stay in the book. Don't quit praying. Don't get off of your knees just because you're feeling pain or a problem, or you just don't understand something that's going on in life. Just keep on praying. Stay on your knees. Don't change the pattern of life by taking off that armor. Just keep the armor right on. You don't know. One day you'll be here and the next day you won't. That's the advice from Chief Charles McClellan. Wear your armor, Christian. have it on the right size. The beast teaches us this advice. You don't know what angle you are able to get hit. So every angle needs to be looked at and covered in our lives. Oh, I say to you, there's wisdom mounted up in the heart, in the life of the Christian, because God has a purpose and a place for you and I. You know, I don't want to enter into heaven with regret. I don't want to enter into heaven one day and say, I could have served the Lord had I had the armor on that day. And you know, he even talks about an evil day. And I don't know all of what this means, but I think it intimates that there is a day in the life of every Christian that I think is more overwhelming than any other day, where Satan just wants to attack you. He wants to get you. And hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. When that day is over, you want to be standing on your feet. Amen. And allowing God to bless your life and use you. You can make it through. Keep on praying. Keep on believing in God. I can tell you, life is such that when things happen in life that you don't understand, you're going to need the shield of faith. You're going to need to just keep on trusting God. You're just going to need to walk through the valley just like you did before the valley ever came. Just keep on trusting your God, putting on the shield of faith. Oh, Christian, tonight, what piece of armor is missing from your heart and your life? What piece of armor have we said it's not necessary to cover up? What area of our life is it that we do not look at? What angle are we unprotected from the enemy? Oh, let's sit tonight in the hand of the beast where every angle has been looked at. Let's let the armor be completely around us. Let's be safe in the Lord and let's keep our eyes on him. Oh, I want to tell you something. You know, I think Samson would still be standing. He wouldn't be blind and grinding at that mill had he had the whole armor of God on. I don't think Demas would have forsaken Paul and left and gone back into this old world had he had the armor on. I don't think that would have ever happened. I think had they had the whole armor of God, they still would have stood for God. And may I tell you what? It's going to make a difference one day when you enter into the gates of heaven and you see a God who says, well done, well done. Hey, when you see God that day, you won't need the shield of faith. You won't need faith. You'll see him as he is. That's going to be a wonderful day. So I say to you tonight, Christian, no matter who you are, if there's an area of your life that's not covered, why don't you get on your face before God. Say, God, I got to cover that area. I want the armor of God in my life. Let's bow our heads tonight. Let's close our eyes tonight.